Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in today, whether you are at home or at work. Maybe you're in a car or outdoors or at the gym. Possibly you could be in a hospital room. Wherever you are, I am so glad that you are here today. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people are walking through different transitions or challenging times right now. And many times you may want to give up. But if that's you today, I want to encourage you not to throw in the towel. Do not stop. Do not give in. You got this, and you're an overcomer. You might say, Gwendolyn, why are you so sure? Because I've been where you are now. I've walked through several transitions, and I'm still walking through transitions. I was in situations where I wanted to give up, and I didn't want to move on. But God has been so faithful to cause people to encourage me in the darkest times of my life, and it literally shifted the direction, changed my posture, changed every single thing, and lifted me out of a low place. And I believe that today, if you would tune in, your heart will be encouraged. Your heart will be encouraged. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of A Voice in the Darkness. Thank you. And if you are new today to this podcast, I am glad that you're joining me. Why don't you download and subscribe? And if you're a regular, thank you for coming back and listening on today. If you've been really following me this beginning of this year, all of 2024, these last couple of weeks, I've been talking about preparation. And I think that's very key for us right now. If you check out my last two episodes, the first one was preparing for your next. That was really good. And the second one was prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. And today's episode is prepare your soul. It's entitled Prepare Your Soul. And I'm going to talk next week and continue and pick up on this couple of part two and three and four, just so we can really get this thing on preparation right now. And I want to dive right in on today for those of you who might be in your car, or you're going to listen to this and maybe play it again. I want to talk to you. When I was explaining about preparation, that quick definition I'm going to summarize is to make something ready for use or consideration. To make something ready for use or consideration. So in other words, you're going to do, these are some synonyms, phrases like to do the necessary, to do the necessary, to get everything set. Those are words for prepare. Or to lay the groundwork, okay? So these are things that I believe right now we are called to do in this season in order, listen, to see some of these things that you know in your heart you're supposed to do. There's a purpose and a call that you're supposed to fulfill. God has put a vision in your heart. You are moving forward. And I know there's resistance, but I'm telling you, if you prepare and if you've already prepared, you're turning a corner. Some have already turned that corner. Some of you are about to turn that corner, and others it may be in a little bit. But this preparation is vital for each and every one of us. It's to make something ready for use or consideration. And we talked about preparing our heart last week, which was our spirit, because the word of God tells us, listen, that it's the word is quick and it's powerful. This is Hebrews 4:12, and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder. Listen, the soul from the spirit. So I hear me today. You are a spirit. You have a soul, but you are housed in a body. And we're only dividing it for study, but not because you're going to look at me and go, oh, that's her soul. That's her spirit. That's her body. We're one, okay? You can't see it, but God knows who you are, and he breathed into us the breath of life, and you have a purpose and a call and a destiny. And I believe it's important for our spirit man to align and that we're prepared to make proper, you know, decisions to move forward with God. And so we spoke on last week about guarding our heart, guarding our spirit. But now I'm going to talk to you today about preparing your soul. So when I'm talking about soul, what am I talking about? Your soul is made up of your mind, Listen, your will and your emotions. So sometimes we can just be in a realm that's our soulish realm, and it's real. It's legitimate. It's where you make those decisions, right? It's where you feel those emotions, happy and sadness and joy. All of those emotions sometimes that we feel, anger, frustration, it's within our soul. And I believe today we are called to prepare our soul, okay? And I want to talk about the aspect of the soul, which is your mind, okay? I said the soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. We should be able to make a decision, right? And use our mind, okay? God has given us a brain. We have thoughts. We think. We make decisions, right? Some of you made the decision that you're going to get your education and you went to high school. You got your bachelor's, you got your master's. Some of you got your doctoral degree and you are opening up a business, or you have several businesses, or you are an athlete, or you're a performer, an entertainer, an artist, maybe a physician or a nurse practitioner, whatever you're called to do, an educator. At a university, maybe you're the president of a university. Listen to me, but you got to make decisions every day to get to where you are now. You didn't just get there. You are a sum total. Listen, sometimes where your life is, it's a sum total of the decisions that you made yesterday. And so it's going to be very important that we prepare our souls, which is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. But I'm going to highlight today, hear me, our thoughts, okay? Your thoughts, because this is kind of tricky, because I'm telling you, the enemy will work against you with your thoughts, and he will try to put his thoughts in your mind. And many people forfeit what God asked for them because they do not control their thoughts. Their thoughts are all over the place. Whatever the enemy tells them, whatever lies that other people speak or you hear in your head that's not placed there by you, but it's by spiritual beings that speak evil, that speak lies and tell you things about yourself, that you're rejected, that you're not loved, that you're not good enough. And when you take that into you, right? And these are become, you formulate these thoughts and you're embracing them. Listen, when the time comes for you to execute what God is calling you to do, you won't execute because, listen, you didn't prepare your soul. You didn't prepare your mind. You got to deal with these thoughts. Do you hear me? So I want you to go with me today, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And I always use my favorite book, which is the Word of God. And I want you to go with me today to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to actually read verse 3 through 6. And this is going to be really, really good. Hear me. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." Now, that's that body part. I said that we are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. So it's trying to point out to us. The writer is trying to point out to us here. Listen, he's talking to the Corinthian church. He's saying, listen, even though we walk in the flesh, we're not warring according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down what? Arguments. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I absolutely love this passage because it's very direct. First of all, I want to talk to you about strongholds. Many times you hear that word strongholds, and everybody, we're going to put on strongholds as if these are maybe spiritual beings that we're pulling down. No, hear me today. A stronghold is belief systems. And listen, it could be either positive or negative, good or bad. It is what it is. Strongholds are belief systems. And so today we have to pull down any negative, ungodly stronghold or belief system. Why is this important? Because As you are moving forward and advancing, and if God is telling you to advance and to maybe he's telling you move, relocate, build this, go here, you won't do it because maybe the strongholds that are in your mind, which are belief systems, are directly opposing what God is telling you to do. So today I'm saying prepare your soul, prepare your mind, deal with your thoughts. Deal with these strongholds, okay? Let me give you an example of some negative strongholds. It is, I'm too old. I did not graduate from high school. I'm not smart enough. I do not have enough money, or I'm poor. Let me tell you, and it's a belief system. And if you're rehearsing that, and listen to me, it won't work for you for what God is trying to tell you to do and what you're called to do. Here are some positive belief systems. The word of God says, let the weak say I'm strong. That's one. The word of God says, if you're weak, then say I'm strong. The word of God says, let the poor say I am rich. Another scripture is Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Another thing that you can speak over yourself, because it's thoughts, it's belief systems. You're taking these thoughts and you're formulating your words and you're speaking them out. And you say, I have the mind of Christ. And listen to me, these are strongholds that you're building. You got to build them. You have to meditate on the word. You speak the word. You speak life, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you're formulating strongholds, but you want to formulate biblical truths in your mind so when God speaks to you, you can advance. But a lot of us are working through all types of negative strongholds. And it's very clear in the scripture that we are in the flesh, but we're not, listen, warring. And I love that he used the word warring, because that's exactly what it is. Many of you are feeling opposition. You're feeling all of this resistance. Things may not be working out. But we have to go right back to the root. Listen, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But God is telling you right now, they're mighty. The tools that we have and the weapons that we have, they're mighty in God for pulling down what? Strongholds. Right? Strongholds. Belief systems. And then it come right back to reinforce it. It's going to reinforce these strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. So anything, any argument, any thought in your head, in your mind, thoughts, belief systems, arguments that's telling you you're not good enough, you're not accepted, you're ugly, you're too young, you're too old, you don't have enough money, you'll never make it. Come on, these are strongholds when you believe them. And if they're in your mind, you now have to deal with that right now. And hear me, because you got places to go, you got things to do, you are preparing for your next. And it is important today that you hear me, that you prepare your soul. You prepare your soul. How do I do that? It says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, and being ready. This is what we're saying. We need to be ready, okay? Listen, prepare means to make something ready for use or consideration. To do the necessary, to get everything set, to lay the groundwork. It says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So every time you obey what God is telling you to do, to advance, to fulfill that vision, to go and to build that business, or to get married, or to, you know, teach and train your children, or to help push your children forward, you're punishing disobedience when you obey what God is telling you to do, or obeying his word. So hear me today. This is going to be key for you right now in this season of your life. These words that I am speaking is going to be very key for some of you all who maybe you're at a threshold, you're at a precipice, you're at a juncture where you're wondering, why are you getting this resistance? Some of it is you need to deal with these belief systems. You need to deal with these negative thoughts, these opposing thoughts to what God is saying to you. But then yet they're coming through people, they're coming through the enemy, or some of them are your thoughts that you believed all your life that now now you got to tear down. Okay? And there's a way you can do this. You don't have to do it by yourself. The Bible tells us in James, right? Chapter 1 and 21. And I want to read this. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness what? The engrafted word. Okay, which is able to do what? Save your souls. And souls is your mind, your will, and your emotions. We need the word of God. The Bible tells us man cannot live by bread alone, but from every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is the engrafted word of God that's able to deal, to save, to make whole our souls. This is James 1 and 21. So when you digest the word, when you eat the word, study the word, meditate on the word, and then exercise it and put it into practice, it's going to bring breakthrough, healing, salvation, listen, deliverance to your soul, to your mind, that it will cause you to thrust forward with a new momentum. This is a time to prepare. Hear me. It's time to make ready for use or consideration. If you need to do what is necessary, get everything set right now. Lay the groundwork, because as you're preparing your soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions, dealing with these emotions that are all over the place. Okay. We know we can't listen. Emotions are not good or bad, but you don't want to let it dominate you. And then sometimes because you're in a different phase of life, hormones are all over the place. Then get them under control. You may have to eat and change your diet in order to just get those hormone balance. But then some of these things are just, if I'm happy today and if the life goes great, I'm angry, I'm happy, I'm mad, I'm sad. No. Get it under control. Because where God is taking you, you just can't be all over the place. This is a key season right now. And I really believe today's word is to get us into a new momentum to thrust you forward. Do you hear me? I believe it's time for you to be thrusted forward. As you make a decision today, according to God's word in 2 Corinthians 3 through 6 and James 1 and 21, that as you prepare your soul and deal with every mindset, every stronghold, every ungodly belief system, you're going to see this thing shift and break open for you like never before. My God, thank you. Thank you so much. For those of you who may be tuned in for the first time, I would love for you to download it, to subscribe, to share it, to text it to someone. Would love for you to do that. My name is Gwendolyn Forte, and I would love for you to just rate this podcast, comment, share, like it. You can find me on Spotify, Amazon Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox, Podbean. Would love for you to check this podcast out on the different platforms. So, you know, I appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.